What's happening with the Kings? That's the question of the season, the question of the last several years, and it's the question state managers are asking Kuskokwim subsistence fishermen to help them figure out. It's lunchtime in the Anvil House. Three young boys sit at the dinner table crunching bags of chips.
We have to be quiet.
Carl and Barbara Anvil shoo away their grandsons and their dogs, and we sit down to take their places. Above us hangs a print of king salmon, freshly caught, ready for processing. Do you remember last year how many kings you caught?
Almost 50, and that was good enough for us. We fished for three families in our fish camp.
And every king caught, Carl measured its length, slit its belly to see if it's a male or female, and pulled off three scales. The scales have rings that show the fish's age. How long does it take you to do all that?
10 minutes per fish.
Carl is a subsistence fisherman, and for more than a decade, he's been part of a voluntary program to collect the length, age, and sex of Kuskokwim kings. The data goes to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and helps determine next year's run forecast and track trends in the runs.
Stick, lick, and pick.
That is what Barbara Anvil calls her husband's sampling.
I'm usually waiting for him to finish so I could cut the fish.
Does it get in the way of the processing, or...?
Well, it does, because I have to wait, and then we got to keep the fish wet so that they won't dry out. And usually while he's doing the processing, I'm doing the smaller fish that aren't, we don't have to measure and stuff.
The ones that aren't the kings.
Yeah.
Barbara calls her husband meticulous in his sampling. Their grandkids will help write down the information. Using tweezers to pick off three scales and place them on a sticky card, that part takes the most time.
Gotta check, make sure I got the right scales.
After a long day of fishing, there's a long night of processing ahead, and the sampling makes a late night even later. But Barbara and Carl agree, the extra time is worth it.
We feel that, you know, we're doing something to help out with the fish.
Every few days, the Bethel ONC tribe will stop by the Anvil's fish camp and gather the data. Then ONC delivers it to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The Anvils get $5 for every king sampled. The data from subsistence fishermen like the Anvils has helped the state determine that Kuskokwim kings are returning smaller and younger. The data helps guide management decisions like the conservation efforts implemented in the Kuskokwim the last several years. If you also want to volunteer to sample this summer, ONC and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are holding a training this Friday, June 2nd at the Bethel Cultural Center. Show up anytime between 9 and 6 to get trained and pick up a sampling kit. There's no commitment for showing up. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.